I'd like to read three scriptures this evening, and two of them are from the Old Testament, but I'll give you the page number. The first one is in the book of the Psalms, Psalm 86, verse 5, and it's on page 746. It says here, "For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and art of great loving kindness unto all that call upon thee." And then in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 55, we're going to read verse 6 and 7. Throughout the whole Bible, there are different names of God that we know of. And the one we have in these verses we're going to read is the name Jehovah. In some translations, if you have a King James version or another version, ESV or NIV, you might have the word Lord, but it means the Lord God. And we're going to read from verse 6 and 7 of Isaiah 55, page 895, verse 6 and 7. "Seek ye Jehovah," that's God, "while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon." And then just finally, just one verse in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, page 1422. Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 12. But it's verse 13 I had in mind, and you may notice why. "Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." I want to speak tonight about the God who created you, and the same God, he wants to offer forgiveness to you, and he wants to pardon you. This is a wonderful joy to speak to you tonight of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Saviour, the one who God has provided to bring forgiveness to you and to me. God desires for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants you to be forgiven and receive forgiveness and to be pardoned. Now you may say to me, why do I need to be forgiven? Why do I need to be pardoned? The scriptures tell us that all men have sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. The God who created you, the God who created the world, this one holy God who is righteous, you know, he is perfect in all things. We've sinned against him. We learn about it in the beginning of the Bible, how we've all sinned. And it all happened as a result of the temptation that Satan threw into that garden, threw into the heart of Eve and Adam in the garden. And they fell short of the glory of God. And it says, by one man, sin has entered the world. By one man, sin has entered the world. Through Adam. And as that happened, it tells us that it's passed throughout the whole world. And in the year of 2022, it is still around today. We see it, don't we? We see it throughout every country, throughout every continent in the world. We see the result of sin. We see how we have all sinned and we've fallen short of the glory of God. Bad things we've done. We don't need to go through them, but in our hearts, we know deep down, if we examine ourselves, that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all told a lie, or we've all done something in our lives that we know that is against God and fallen short of the glory of God. But the good news in the gospel is the Lord is good, as we read in our first scripture. It says, For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. We're preaching tonight from behind this desk, from God's word, We're preaching a message from God, who is a God who is ready to forgive. He's ready to forgive you of your sins. Yes, we've all done things that are wrong in our lives. We've all turned our back on God. It says in the scriptures in Isaiah, we're all like sheep. We've all gone our own way. And, you know, the Bible tells us, doesn't it? Over and over again. And one of the Psalms, I think again, or maybe in Isaiah, but it says that there's not one that is good on the earth. It said, God looked down from the heavens. God looked down, it says, to see if there was one that doeth good. And there wasn't so much as one that did good upon the earth. And so, in the gospel, we have good news to tell you tonight. We have a wonderful Saviour to present to you in the gospel. God is good, and he's ready to forgive. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful Saviour God. And he has presented a wonderful Saviour in the gospel. And I've read this verse. It's a wonderful verse. It's a verse that tells us of how God is good, and he is ready to forgive you of your sins. Yes, our sins, they may be many, but God is able to forgive us all our sins and redeem us because of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has done at the cross. Yes, this is a truly wonderful message, isn't it? That the fact that there is a message of hope. There is a person who has come into our very circumstances and has drawn near to us. We read about it in the New Testament, the stories of the Lord Jesus. He came here, he fed the hungry, he gave sight to the blind, he raised the dead. All these wonderful things Jesus did. Came so near. He drew near to me and to you. You could say, mankind, he's drawn near to us even today with the gospel being preached. But in the New Testament, we read of those stories, those true stories of the Lord Jesus, how he was born into this world as a baby, how he grew up and he walked from city to city, from town to town, preaching the gospel, announcing the wonderful news. He was the marked out Son of God in power. And, you know, he came to redeem us. He came to bring forgiveness for you and for me. We need forgiveness, don't we? In order to be saved, in order to receive salvation. If we've done something wrong, we normally ask those who we've sinned against, those who we've done wrong, we've asked for forgiveness. And it's the same in the gospel. We've sinned against a holy and a righteous God. A God who is good. And he is ready to forgive. And you can come to him and be saved. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the well-accepted time. And so in the second scripture we read of this scripture that is really calling for action. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. You know, God can be found tonight as the gospel is preached. God can be found. He is ready to forgive. And if you seek him, you will be saved by putting your faith and trust in him. By putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You know, God is near tonight. And God is desires for you to be saved, for you to be forgiven of your sins, that you may have peace with God. In the world, there's much uncertainty at the moment, isn't there? There's much things that can discourage us. But the wonderful gospel message is a message that gives us hope through a world full of uncertainty. It gives us hope, not in uncertain things, but in something that's certain, in a person who is certain, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord Jesus, who, yes, he came into this world to redeem us. He came into this world that we might be brought salvation. Yes, we've sinned against God, and it tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, who he did many wonderful things, but the wonderful work that Jesus did that stands out throughout all time and all eternity is the work he did at Calvary's cross. It's the work he did on the cross. Jesus, who gave his life for you and for me. He gave himself that we might be saved. In our hymn we read, or we sung, shall I say, he on the cross must die, or mercy could not come to ruin sinners nigh. Yes, this is the wonderful truth in the gospel. You know, if Jesus never died on the cross, there would be no hope for mankind. There would be no salvation. There would be no forgiveness. We've all sinned against a holy and a righteous God. And you know, God provided a way of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And it says, no one comes to the Father, that's God, unless by me. And so, in order to receive salvation, we have to come to Jesus, the Saviour that God has provided in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek ye Jehovah while he is maybe found. Call upon him while he is near. And there's another call to action. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Someone who will pardon us from our sins. You know, in America, some citizens in America, if they're facing criminal charges, they will put a case together and submit it to the President of the United States. And, you know, there are some, you will read about some who have been pardoned by the leader of the country. You know, the president pardons those who maybe who have been facing charges in a court, but they are innocent, and they are, the president reviews their case, and he is able to pardon them from their crimes. But in the gospel, we're talking about a God. The God who created you. The God who we sinned against. But he's able to abundantly pardon because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I just want to refer to that scripture. I may refer back to these other ones I've read. But in Colossians verse 14 it says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done, what he did at the cross, the work he did, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. You know, you can be redeemed, you can be saved, you can have salvation from God received tonight if you call upon the name of the Lord. If you seek Jehovah while he is near, if you call upon him, you will be forgiven of your sins, because the Lord Jesus, who knew no sin, the Lord Jesus, who was perfect, there was no deceit found in his mouth, he was holy and righteous, and he was pleasing to God. It tells us in the scriptures, doesn't it, of that wonderful event when Jesus was baptized. Some of you were reading of it this afternoon in the Sunday school. The Lord Jesus, when he was baptized, God opened up the heavens, a light descended upon him and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Yes, God was fully satisfied with Jesus. God found full delight in Jesus. Jesus who knew no sin. Jesus who was holy and righteous. It's hard to think about, isn't it? But it's what God's word tells me. And it's what God's word states over and over again. How God had provided his Son, the Lord Jesus, who brought him full delight. There was no deceit found in his mouth. That's just wonderful, isn't it? He was able to say, stand up to a crowd of people, and he was able to say to them, I am all that I say unto you. What you see is who I am. And the Lord Jesus Christ was holy. He was righteous. He was without sin. He was different from me and you because he was without sin. God's Son came into this world to save sinners. It tells us, doesn't it, in the epistle, I think it's in Peter, the just one died for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. That's why Jesus came into the world. The just one, the Lord Jesus, the one who knew no sin, died for the unjust. He died at the cross. He died on Calvary's cross for you and for me. That our sins might be washed away. That we might have forgiveness of our sins. And he shed his precious blood. It says that here, doesn't it? Where we read. In whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. The Lord Jesus is able and willing to save you tonight if you call upon him. And you can call upon him. He is near. He is near. Seek ye Jehovah. Or seek ye the Lord while he is near. We can't promise you another gospel preaching. You know, the gospel might not go out in this hall next week. The scripture says we don't know what a day brings forth. We cannot boast of tomorrow, the scripture says, doesn't it? We can't boast of it. And so the gospel goes out with urgency. With urgency, that you might call upon the name of the Lord now. That you might put your faith and trust in Jesus now. While there is an opportunity. Because there may not be an opportunity again to call on Jesus' name and know him as your personal Lord and Saviour. You may not get another opportunity. This is why the gospel goes out with such urgency. If you leave this room tonight without knowing Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, there may not be another opportunity. We cannot boast of another opportunity. We can't say, well, I'll leave it to next week. I'll respond to the message of the gospel next week. Next time I come to this hall. The doors might be closed, locked up, because Jesus might have come. And there's coming a day, you know, everyone who's trusting in Jesus, everyone who's put their faith and their trust in Jesus, there's coming a day when Jesus is coming back and he's going to take everyone who has put their faith and trust in him to be with him where he is. The Lord Jesus said that just before he ascended. He said that, I go to prepare a place. That where I am, you also may be. God desires for you to be in that place. The Lord Jesus desires for you to be in that place. He wants you to go to heaven. But in our sins, you know, because God is holy, he cannot have sin in his presence. The Bible says there's a place called hell. Now hell, you know, it was not prepared for you. It was not prepared for me. The Bible tells us that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what hell was prepared for. And God desires for you to be forgiven, for you to have salvation, that you might be saved from your sins, and that you might go to heaven. You might go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do so, and there's no need for you to face judgment, because God has provided salvation so great in the Lord Jesus. In Hebrews it says, neglect not this salvation. It's so important that we don't neglect it. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That's that wonderful verse, isn't it, in Hebrews. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And there's no need for you to go to hell. Because Jesus has prepared a place in heaven where you can go. Because you put your faith and trust in him. If you put your faith and trust in him, you put your faith in him and you repent of your sin, the Bible says that we're saved. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That is an absolute certainty. And there's nothing that can take us off that road. Once we've entered through the door, once we've entered through Jesus, who is the door of life, we're saved. We're secure. Nothing can take us away from that wonderful, blessed hope that we have in the Lord Jesus. But you will find yourself in that place of hell if you haven't put your faith and trust in Jesus. It's not a desire of any preacher to worry people or to scare them in a sense of talking about hell. But we have to talk about these realities. Because if we don't, people don't know the truth. And the truth is that you can be saved from your sins. And by knowing Jesus as your personal saviour, you will be secure for time and eternity by putting your faith in Jesus. Yes, this invitation is going out tonight. And God, in his grace, has presented us another opportunity to respond to it. Will you respond to this message tonight? Will you call upon Jesus? He is near. The Lord Jesus, yes, who died, shed his precious blood, went into the grave, is alive. Tells us in the scriptures, 3 days later, he rose again. 3 days later. God raised him from among the dead. Isn't that wonderful? The Saviour who came into this world and said that he'd come into this world to save sinners. He said, I lay down my life, not of myself. I might take it again. And, you know, on the third day, Jesus, you know, his life, he rose again. And he appeared to over 500 disciples. And he appeared to them. And they saw the Lord Jesus. There was witnesses of the Lord Jesus. And the scriptures tell us that he was ascended up into the heavens. And the scriptures tell us also that as he was ascended up into the heavens, it tells us in Acts, it tells us there was angels that came to the disciples who witnessed the Lord Jesus being ascended into heaven. They came to him and they said, this same Jesus will come again. And that's why we're preaching the gospel, because we know Jesus is coming again. And as a believer who has known Jesus as Lord and Saviour, who has this hope, I'm here tonight to share this hope with you, that you might have that hope in your heart, that you may know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Saviour, that you might know him as your Shepherd, Saviour and King. He is the one who can truly save us from our sins. He is the one who can truly redeem us. He is the one who can truly deliver us. And you know, he is able. He is able. There's no other way. There's no other way of salvation. You know, you might think, well, I'll go and give some money to charity, or I'll go and do some good works, help the homeless. And all these things, they might be perfectly commendable, and it might be very good things to do. But the scripture says it's not by the works of righteousness that we do, but it's by his mercy that we're saved. You know, we can build a whole list of good works and it will profit you nothing. It will profit you nothing. You will not be able to claim forgiveness from God or favour with God. The only way that you can be saved, the only way that you can receive forgiveness from God and pardon from God, is by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and putting your faith and your trust in him, the Saviour who God has provided. There isn't another way. And if we were, you know, to get to heaven, if we were to get to heaven on our good works, what a terrible place it would be. You'd have people boasting left, right and centre. Oh, I got to heaven because I did this. I got to heaven because I did this. Wow, what a terrible place. It just sounds like earth, doesn't it? Just sounds like earth. That's what happens Monday through Friday. Oh, I've done this wonderful thing. I've done this wonderful thing. You know, when we get to heaven, we say, I'm not here by anything I've done. I'm here because of what Jesus has done. I'm here because Jesus died for me and he shed his precious blood. And because he saved me, I'm here. All my sins are gone. And in the Psalms it says our sins can be removed as far as the east is from the west. You know, that's how far our sins can be removed. And you know, God is able to save you. God is able to redeem you. Will you call upon him? Will you put your faith on him tonight? Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's an absolute certainty, an absolute guarantee. I can guarantee you that tonight. And many believers in this hall will also be able to guarantee that. They will know and they can claim that fact, that if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. In John 3:16, it says that, doesn't it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish but have eternal life. You can receive eternal life simply by putting your faith and trust in Jesus. Seek the Lord while he may be found, while he is near. He is near tonight. We cannot offer another opportunity, but today is the day you can be saved. And you don't have to walk down the aisle or make some bold declaration in one sense, but you can repent and put your faith in Jesus in your seat where you are now. There's in a story in John 4 of a woman who came to know Jesus as her personal Lord and Saviour. And what does it tell us? When she saw Jesus for who he was, she went to the city and said, come see a man who told me all things I'd ever done. Is not he the Christ? Is not he the Christ? Yes, and that's exactly what we do, isn't it? Once we should do, when we come to know Jesus, once we've got some good news, we always go and tell people about it, don't we? When we have good news, we tell the world. Or tell Facebook normally it is, isn't it? When we come to know Jesus as our personal Lord and Saviour, we should be bold in preaching and telling people about Jesus. We have a message and we will not be silenced on it. We say that Jesus is the Saviour of the world and he's able to save us. And it's just like that woman in John 4, you know, she said, come see a man who told me all things I've ever done. Is not he the Christ? And yes, he is the Christ, the Saviour, the promised one that God has provided. Will you call upon him tonight? Put your faith and trust in Jesus for his name's sake.
Amen.